Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
I am a big believer that we do need to listen to our insides and figure out what is our purpose here on the planet, and then really follow what that message download is.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. It is my pleasure, my honor to welcome a dear friend, Catherine Gray, on this episode. She is a producer, a TEDx speaker. She is the host of Invest in Her podcast and the founder of She Angels. And we are going to talk so much about all of the amazing things that she has done. She and I have sort of followed each other throughout of our lives. And we're going to be talking today about finding your purpose and meaning in your life by actually investing in yourself and investing in others. So welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Rebecca. That's so nice. And yeah, we have followed each other, not even knowing it, because we went from DC to Florida to LA and only figured that out when we got to LA, right?
Oh, yeah. Not like followed each other, like knowingly. And it's even more than just DC, by the way. It's like, and it's like not even McLean, Virginia. It's literally like, you grew up in Chesterbrook Woods, and I grew up in Chainbridge Forest, which the neighborhoods are literally like right next to each
it's
other.
It's crazy. I know.
It's so crazy. So anyway, I was just kind of going through, and we talked, you know, we've become good friends. We became friends because I was actually on your show like 3 years ago, and we just really hit it off, and we've just stayed in touch and become friends. We've become good friends ever since then. And I'm on the, involved with your She Angels project, and, you know, we've done some things together, and, you know, we share a lot of visions with things, but we also have just found that we've had these threads in our lives, right? I mean, it's crazy.
And then you worked in the law office of one of my best friends in Fort Lauderdale. So
when I was a clerk, like back in like law school.
I know. It's a crazy journey that we've taken together. And now we're both in LA, which is awesome.
Yeah. So I started to go through your journey, and I was like trying to come up with a theme for what we would talk about today. And I was like, you know what? The theme of your life, the theme of everything that you've done, really, in negotiating your best life, has been how you've really found your purpose and you've really found meaning in your life by investing in others, by being that true she angel to so many others.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you for that. I am a big believer that we do need to listen to our insides and figure out what is our purpose here on the planet? And then really follow what that message download is. You know, when I turned 40, I left corporate America. I had a fabulous job in television advertising. I loved what I was doing. I was top in the country and just really got a lot of gratification out of that. But then when I turned 40, I kind of reevaluated my life. And I said, I had an opportunity to help start a gay cable network at that time. And I said, wow, I really feel drawn to this. I really want to do something that's really going to make a difference on the planet. At the time, there really were no gay TV shows, characters, especially not a gay network. So I thought, wow, this is something I could really do that would help make a difference. And that's when I left that great paying job. Everybody thought I was crazy. And I said, you know, I'm going to just from here on out, just do things that I think will really make an important impact on the world. And so that's what I started doing. It started with helping start a gay cable network. And then I decided to, after that, make a documentary. It was narrated by Ellen DeGeneres' mom, Betty, called I Can't Marry You. And it was about same-sex marriage, about why couldn't we get married and how were we impacted by that with the over 1,000 rights and benefits and protections that come with marriage and how it wasn't fair for same-sex couples not to have that. And by the way, just as a little story, I don't even know if I ever told you this, but the guy that you and I both knew that you worked in his offices on Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale, those offices, Eddie, my friend Eddie that I went to college with, was actually in that film. Him and his partner were in that film. And everyone in that film had been together about 10 to 50 years and they weren't allowed to get married. And so that was my very first documentary and it ended up on PBS. And I later read that that was like one in a million to get your film on television. And so I just felt really fortunate that I was at the right place at the right time and they needed that programming. And so I knew I was, you know, on a path that I was, you know, meant to be, to live a purposeful life. And then from then on, I just always really tried to do projects that I thought were important to the greater good. And so once we got same-sex marriage, and I actually benefited from that, I got married a few years ago, I felt my calling change. And so I think it's interesting for people to realize you might have more than one calling. And so the next download I got was that I'm really supposed to be helping women. And when I started a pitch fest to fund those women is when I became aware of the fact that women were so underfunded. Like men get like 98% of all the funding. Women get about 2%. And I thought, this isn't right. What can I do to help change this? And it started with the Pitch Fest and moved into a web series. And now I'm working on it as a television show because I do believe it is film and television that really helps change minds and helps change culture. And so I've always been a filmmaker my entire life. Even when I was, you know, in cable television advertising, I was always doing side projects and creating films. And it's something I've always loved to do and continue to love. And I do feel it is one of the most important mediums to helping educate and inspire people.
So I'm so impressed with this and with all the things that you're saying. And I know you personally, and I know you've always stay so positive and you always have a smile on your face and you always have, you know, you know how to surround yourself with positive people. But I'm sure that there have been times in your life that you've had to deal with difficult or toxic people. And I know, you know, as you know, that a lot of the people who listen to me are dealing with people who are toxic, difficult, narcissistic types of people. So how have you managed to keep those people, you know, have that sort of gateway for yourself? I mean, obviously, as a person who, you know, you've had to deal with that, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Who hasn't? If you've lived as long as I've lived on the planet, you definitely have encountered challenging people. I mean, that really comes without saying.
Right.
But I think what perpetuates my positivity, and it is a genuine joy and happiness that I feel on a daily basis, is that I think there are certain things that we can do on a daily basis, no matter who's in our life, that bring us that peace and that joy, like starting the day with a meditation. My wife and I every night go to bed and write in our gratitude journal. I think if you're in a grateful state of mind on a daily basis, you can't help but to feel happiness, even if you do encounter those challenging people that you have to, you know, put behind you and you have to say it's their issue, not mine, you know, and just wish them well. But I do think that it is about what we're talking about, making sure that every day you're doing something that makes you feel purposeful and is your reason on the planet. And I think if you're doing that, if you really tap into why you're here and what you bring to the world, and you're utilizing that like you do with your negotiating for dealing with narcissists. I mean, this is something that was downloaded to you. You're working on it. It brings you joy to help people to deal with those people. Same for me. My mission right now is educating women on how underfunded we are. And how we can change that, that they, if they're successful, can become an angel investor and help move that needle so that the funding is more equitable for women. So we have to be part of the solution when it comes to this. And I am just, I believe, a conduit to bringing that message to people through film and TV and series, and my TED Talk, which is called Fund Women, Save the Planet, Save the World. I mean, I think as long as we're doing something purposeful and we're doing what we're meant to be doing, it's going to bring you a lot of joy and happiness to be doing that on a daily basis.
Yeah. You're so deep into your life of meaning that like it's so easy for you to like pivot right into back into like all the cool things that you're up to, right? but like, I want to take it back to there were times in your life perhaps that you were maybe in let's go back to maybe when you were realizing that you were gay or something like that. I don't know. Let's take it back to a life where it was not so easy for you.
I know what you're saying, and that's a very good point, especially if somebody is out there and they're gay. And I will say, I do believe it's when people are living their authentic life is when they're happiest. And so it's really important. You know, I still have friends that, you know, aren't out at work or aren't out with their family. And I would say to those people, you can't imagine how heavy that's weighing on you. So you're right. I went through many years of my life not discussing it with my family, not being out at work. And when I finally did, challenge those things and come out, I realized what a weight I was carrying around. And I've seen that with other friends and with my wife. And, you know, it's just when you see somebody get rid of that burden, they become happier people. So even during those times that I wasn't being my authentic self because it was a hidden thing, I still was a happy person because I always believe in surrounding myself with like-minded people and doing things that are making a difference. But at the same time, it wasn't as happy as I could be. And that would be something I would share with people about just being your complete and authentic self, because nothing is better than that. And then being around people that accept you exactly for who you are. And if they don't, then don't be around those people. You know, that's what I choose to do. I choose to be around people who accept me the way I am and love me for what I am. And, they don't even see that. They just see the person. I think really, if we're an evolved person, we don't see color. We don't see sexuality. We just see a human being's soul. Is it good? Is it beautiful? Do I want to be around it? Those are the things that we need to look at as really spiritual beings.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Carry your light strongly so that people see past that. And if they are toxic, even if they're family, you have to stay away from them, which isn't always easy to do, but sometimes you have to create your own family.
Are you looking for a feel-good summer read? Well, I've got it for you. The New York Times bestseller, The Lost and Found Summer Bookshop, is now available in paperback. Written by Susan Wiggs, the plot is that after her mother's death, Natalie Harper inherits a charming but financially strapped bookshop in San Francisco and becomes a caretaker for her ailing grandfather. She finds that books provide a welcome solace for her grief and struggle. People magazine calls the book a feel-good family saga, a charming tale about the silver linings of unwanted detours. It's perfect for readers of Jennifer Weiner, Emily Henry, Elin Hildebrand, and more. It's a great book for book clubs. It's great for poolside, on the beach, at the lake, on vacation, whatever. The link to purchase it is in the show notes. Grab it and get carried away into your summer escape.
When it comes to the safety of a child in a divorce case involving alcohol abuse, there is no compromise. Take back power, strength, and truth from the narcissist in your life with documented proof of sobriety. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking when a child's safety is at risk. SoberLink's real-time alerts make it easy to negotiate with any party. Judges can rest assured that the child is safe. Attorneys get court admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. Get an exclusive $50 off your device by emailing info@soberlink.com and mentioning Negotiate Your Best Life podcast.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store, from accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive your store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bestlife, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bestlife to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bestlife.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases up to 100 times more polluted. And data shows that air pollution is responsible for up to 7 million premature deaths globally. I know for myself, my family has struggled with asthma, and so clean air is so important to us, and that's why having a good air purifier is so important to us. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that has captured the attention of media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more, which is Air Doctor, which filters out 99% of air contaminants such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, and all sorts of things. And it even features a whisper jet fan, which is quieter than all sorts of air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
But somehow I got caught in that abuse and that cycle. And every time I thought something was working and it was going to stick, it didn't. And then I would try something else. And then I would try something else. I tell people, and I apologize to your listeners to hear this, but I literally tell my good friends, aside from selling my body, I tried everything, literally everything, to make this marriage work. And I finally came to the conclusion that I was going to die. I was literally at death's door. And I just thought to myself, I have to get out.
And now we return to today's show.
Did you know that Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors, and that in some cases, indoor air can actually be more polluted than outdoor air? And that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year. Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. We are so happy to introduce an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor is amazing, and it comes with no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctor.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock in this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes I guess, you know, the people are like their family members. Maybe it's their parents, maybe it's their mother or something, and they're not accepting them. You know, I was just talking to Precious Brady Davis, who's the first trans bride on Say Yes to the Dress. And I was just interviewed her. And, you know, she was talking about how her birth mother was actually quite cruel to her. And how, you know, kids on the playground would call her gay. And, you know, but she said, you know, I've always been me. Like, she always knew that she was really a female, and, you know, but people were really pretty cruel to her. I mean, how did you deal with that? Like, when people were maybe not necessarily accepting of who you were or something like that?
Yeah. Fortunately in my life, I haven't had a lot of that. You know, and I do think one of the things is, if you're your authentic self and you are just being a soulful person, that it's hard for people to judge you about being gay. I think they're just more interested in being around your light. And that's an important thing. And so for someone like that, I would say, carry your light strongly so that people see past that. And if they are toxic, even if they're family, you have to stay away from them, which isn't always easy to do, but sometimes you have to create your own family. You bring in friends that become family. And a lot of times gay people around the country, around the world, they do have to do that. It seems sad, but at least there's a solution. They find people who become family, and that's okay.
Mm. I think that's good. And, I think sometimes it's really hard for people, but, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, creating your community and finding your vibe tribe and finding people and defending your light with your life. I think this is what you're saying as well, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people. So finding your meaning and finding your purpose, and that is what you have done. For people who are thinking, okay, you know, you found your greater good, you found your purpose, how would somebody think about how to even start to do that?
It's really easy. What makes you happy? So you think about, you know, what is it that makes you happy, or what is it that you are fearless about defending? So for me, that would be, I feel strongly that it's not right that women aren't funded. And the positive side of that is there's so many brilliant women with innovative ideas that actually can impact the planet in a positive way. And so I feel strongly about how do we get that funding to those women and raising awareness to this. That's what fuels me. And seeing progress in that area is what makes me happy. And also, all the incredible women that I get to meet doing my Invest in Her podcast, being with the She Angels Foundation, working in the angel investment arena. I meet the most incredible women. They have incredible innovations. Some of them are super successful in investing in other women. Every day, I meet the most incredible women. I say to myself every day, wow, I can't believe this is my life and that I have this opportunity to help women. And every day I get to meet these incredible women that are really doing extraordinary things. It's a very exciting place to be, and anybody can be a part of it. Let's say they don't have a great idea or invention. They can get behind someone who does. That can be their legacy, to invest in another woman that has a breakthrough innovation or a cure or something that's going to help impact the world in a positive way. And really, what a great opportunity. We're living in an interesting time that momentum is starting to build about the awareness of investing in women and why it makes sense and that anyone could do it. Even somebody today could go over to WeFunder and put up $100 toward another woman's business, because equity crowdfunding is something new that people are, don't have to be an accredited investor, but could, you know, for a few $100 or $100, you know, get behind a woman's invention and actually make money from it. So it's a win-win. You're helping another woman. You're bringing joy to yourself. So I think every day, when you do something for someone else, it's going to bring you joy. And so that would be my advice. Make sure every day you do something for somebody else. You can't help but to feel good or feel empowered.
Oh, I like that. So, you know, just even if it's like a small thing, finding some way to like do something for someone else. Like, you know, you always hear these stories about, like, you know, people who pay for like the coffee behind, you know, someone in like the Starbucks line or something like that. Like,
absolutely. I did that for somebody the other day. Their card didn't work and I paid for their parking. It was $5. So, you know, you can always do that. But also too, another way I always like to tell people, a great way, and it's completely free. Yes, free, is let's say you know somebody that's looking for something, and you know somebody who could fulfill that need, put them together. I'm really big about connecting people. It doesn't cost us anything. It makes both parties happy and it makes you happy to connect them. So I always say connecting is one of the best ways to give back on a daily basis.
So you mean just like making introductions, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
So like, you know, helping people by making an introduction, you know, maybe somebody gets a job out of it. Maybe somebody gets, you know, who knows? But they
maybe
just
somebody says I'm dealing with a narcissist, and I say you got to look up Rebecca Zung's course and learn how to deal with that person,
or just watch your YouTube videos or whatever, which are totally free.
Exactly, exactly. So that's, you know, all of the people we have in our circle, we have a lot of resources, and it's about connecting them to people we know that will benefit from those resources. The world is a better place by us allowing everybody to do their gifts. And so just find out, figure out what is your gift? Are you good at social media? Are you good at negotiating? Are you good at playing the flute? I don't know. You are good at something, and whatever that something is, that has something to do with your meaning and your purpose on the planet. Whatever brings you joy, that's what you're meant to be doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. And I love that you have in your bio that one of your favorite quotes says, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in complete harmony.
So true.
Yeah. Tell us more about She Angels.
Well, She Angel Investors is something that I put together to make women aware of the different ways they can get funding. So on my site, I have 6 ways to fund your business. I'm going to be rolling out a course on that explains all the various ways you could fund that business. I think there's a lot of women out there with great ideas, but they don't even know where to begin. And then we have She Angels Foundation, which is my nonprofit. I'm a co-founder of that with Catherine Curry Williams. And that foundation gives grants to female-founded nonprofits that are helping women to thrive. Women that perhaps have been formerly incarcerated, they're trying to get back on their feet. Maybe they were a veteran, came back, trying to get things going. Various types of women that need that leg up. And so that's what She Angels Foundation is about. And we have members like you, Rebecca, and that membership allows us to have the funds to be able to give these grants. So we always welcome new members.
Fantastic. And where can people find more about you and what you're up to and all the cool things that you're doing?
Thank you. Well, She Angel Investors, you can find us on all of the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then Catherine Gray at Invest in Her, also on Facebook and Instagram. Or they can visit our website, which is sheangelinvestors.com, where you will also find the foundation and the podcast. So Invest in Her podcast, I do weekly and have on amazing guests like Rebecca Zung, who's coming up on one of my shows.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for all of the cool things that you are up to in the world, Catherine Gray, and how you are using your life and finding your true purpose by giving back and helping so, so many people and women in the world. And definitely check out her TEDx talk as well. Fund Women, Save the World.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life. Hey, Slayers, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast I'm excited about. Creating Confidence, hosted by Heather Monahan, a part of the Yap Media Network. Heather sits down with experts like Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Les Brown to share with you techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog villains you'll meet along the way. Creating Confidence is about elevating your confidence to the highest level ever and take your business right there with you. Don't believe me? I'm going to share some of the amazing reviews that I've seen on Apple. Here's one. Heather has the perfect gems of wisdom that not only inspire you, but motivate you into action. I recommend it to anyone who wants to elevate their reach and go to that next level. How about that? That's amazing. Here's another one. Heather is so inspiring, and each episode is filled with tips and tricks on how to become more confident and live the life of your dreams. So if you are looking to level up your confidence, check out Creating Confidence now. Subscribe to Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.